right back.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, 'cause all I wanna do is cash my check and drive right home to you. 'Cause baby, all my life I will be driving home to you.
So?
What?
Hello? My highlights? What do you think, huh?
What are you hoping for here?
Hey, you did it! You look great. All right, boys, say hello to a winner. You won hoop tickets.
Can I tell my own story, please?
Oh, man, these are great seats, too. How'd you get them?
Well, I just happen to know the phrase that pays. Buzz 97 rocks my world. I mean, it doesn't, but I wanted the tickets.
Their morning zoo is hilarious. Yesterday, Spanky and the Worm crank called this old couple and told them their dog had died.
classic the Worm.
Thanks, man, but I'm already going to the game with somebody else.
What? Who?
This guy just moved into my building. He asked me to go.
All right, well, tell this guy you just met that you already going with your friends.
I can't do that, man. I said yes to him already.
Oh, did you? Well, geez, I don't want to make things awkward for you when you borrow a cup of sugar.
Well, there's no reason to get all weird about
this. I'm not getting weird, okay? I'm not weird at all. It's probably the least weird I've ever been.
I gotta say, guy, you're acting a little weird.
Hey, Barry Manilow, shut up.
Yes, that's who you look like. It's been driving me crazy.
Imagine running into you. Like, I mean, how crazy is that?
Well, we both live two blocks from here, so I wouldn't call Ripley's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, this is where you get your nails done, huh?
Yeah. Where do you go?
Oh, I don't. I'm a bit of a biter. Obviously, for the special occasion, I'll polish the nubs.
Whoa, looks like you took some finger off with that one.
I learned a lesson there. Never chop celery angry. Nails are pretty gross, though, huh?
Yeah, listen, if you want, I can get you in with my girl, Sue. I mean, she could fix those right up, and I gotta be honest with you, it's a little rough to look at.
That'd be great, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, honey, hi. I just need a manicure, a polish change on my toes, and if Sue could fit my friend Holly in, that'd be great. Thanks.
Sorry, she can't take you anymore.
What?
Not take you anymore. You're not on list.
What list?
Excuse me? Pretty nails.
Sue.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, listen, I think Connie's been sniffing the polish remover. She said you can't take me anymore because I'm not on some list.
Oh, yes, I've been cutting back on my hours because I just found out that I'm pregnant.
You're going to have a baby? That's great. And I'm not on the list because...
Oh. It's nothing personal. It's just that I have so many wonderful clients and I had to choose just by who's been coming to me the longest.
Right. Here's the thing, Sue. Nobody does my nails like you do, so why don't we just take the list, a little white out, do the thing with the thing, and I've been coming here for 30 years.
Look, I promise, if anything opens up, you'll be the first one I call.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks. Oh, and you have a very talented mama. Sorry, Hall, we're out of luck.
Hey, Sue can take you anytime.
But don't tell that one.
A lot of celebrities here tonight. Oh, Spike Lee. Huh. Likes his cotton candy.
Did you mind if I sat there so I could meet my friends?
You sold me this seat, F8.
Yeah, I know. I had four tickets. I just gave you one randomly. I didn't think it'd make a difference.
I'm F8.
No, that's agreed upon. That's just... Hey, you know what? Maybe if I give you my ticket, you'll be F9. I'll be F8.
I'm F8.
And backing off.
Oh, hey, there's Deke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that must be his friend James. He's black.
Hey, let me take a look.
Wait, hey, you're just getting over pink eye.
Yeah, well, who do you think gave it him?
Who said you could use my towel?
Okay, shut up. Okay, you're giving me an F8 a headache.
going, amigo?
Yeah. You realize your face is burnt off.
It's a chemical peel. All right, I realize if I'm gonna have killer hair, I might as well have a killer face to go along with it.
Mission accomplished. Anyway, Deke left a message. He's helping his grandmother move today, so he's not coming.
Really? We just saw
Danny.
What's going on?
Well, he may have told you he was helping his grandmother move, but we were driving by the Cineplex earlier, and we saw him standing in line with you-know-who.
I don't believe this. He's been blowing us off all week for this guy.
Hey, okay, don't get angry at him. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
What?
Well, this James guy might satisfy certain needs that we can't.
Like what?
His needs, his urges to be around other people who are black.
Look, I've been friends with Deke for 10 years, and he never said anything about having black needs.
Hey, it's not something you talk about. I mean, I don't talk about my need to be around other Albanians.
You're Albanian?
Yes, and I have a lot of Albanian friends, and that's nothing you need to be threatened by, okay? Je te velaim, harado besim, which is Albanian for you are my brother, whatever your creed.
Wow. How do your people say, shut mouth now?
Okay, I'm trying to help you understand him.
I understand fine, all right? Look, I'm Deacon's best friend, and he doesn't have any needs or urges that I can't take care of. Yeah, I said it.
What's going on, eh, my brother?
Hey, Doug.
Did you happen to catch that special last night they had on Malcolm X?
Nope.
Powerful stuff, man.
Damn. I got 3 deliveries in Jersey today.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. They were comparing him to Martin Luther King, another great civil rights leader. Turns out the two of them had some pretty different ideas.
So I've heard.
One was very nonviolent. That would be your Dr. King, a great man who gave us a great day off.
What's going on?
Just talk a little black history.
You don't even know white history.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that only a topic you could discuss with your new friend, James?
What?
Yeah. I know what you did yesterday. Let me ask you, did you really help your grandmother move, or did you and James go to the movies?
Actually, both. He helped move my grandma, and then we caught a movie. What's the big deal?
Why didn't you ask me to help you?
I did ask you last week. You said it wasn't your thing.
Do you get black urges?
I gotta go to Jersey. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
And tell me this, why is there a liquor store on every corner in our neighborhood?
Yes, my brother. Huh. That is how the white man keeps us under his boot.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know what the white man should be giving you? Some reparations.
And then the Lord said, fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
Don't.
Gotta try it. Just to get up that hill.
Now we're up in the big league. You got to turn it back. All three here. It's you and me, baby. And it ain't nothing wrong with that.
You don't belong in here. You don't belong in here. You don't belong here.
Let it go, Doug. You're white.
And that's cool, man.
Oh, hey, Hal.
Hey, Carrot. I didn't know you were home.
Yeah, well, I may never leave the house again.
I was just dropping off your dad's bill.
Oh, all right. I'll just give you the cash right now.
No, no, you can just go ahead and mail me a check. You know, I don't feel comfortable carrying around with that cash.
It's $15, Hal. Roll the dice. Just grab it out of my purse, because my nails are wet.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Try not to be so dependent on my fingers.
Did you just get a manicure?
Gosh, did I?
Let me see. They look gorgeous. Wow. Why are your hands shaking?
I ran out of beer this morning.
Oh, my God. Did Sue do these?
I told her not to.
Well, how'd you get in with her? I mean, what about the list? How'd you get on it?
There is no list, Carrie.
What?
She just made that up so that she wouldn't have to do your nails.
Why?
She says you're too demanding.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm too demanding. Right. You think I'm too demanding? Do you?
No.
Oh, yes, you do. What else did she say?
Well, she said often, you know, that you're late and that you tend to steal the magazines.
Oh, okay. Like, I need this week's issue of Korean People. Yeah, all right.
Okay, maybe I'll just take my money and
go. You know what? I'll just send you the check.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
Okay, look, enough with the black stuff.
No, really.
Look, James is coming by in a few minutes. Just try and keep it together, will you?
It's okay. Look, at first I was upset because, I mean, you were hanging out with James all the time.
All right, listen, I know I haven't been around much, but look, me and James got a lot in common. And
no, it's okay. That's what I'm saying. Look, I get it now. Look, I've been acting like an idiot, and I'm sorry.
All right, then we're cool.
Hey, Dick. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this is my friend Doug, James Robinson.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
I'll be back in a couple of seconds. I gotta drop off my route sheet.
All right.
So, how do you like delivering for Sparklets?
Oh, it's good. I can't complain. I delivered to 3 different pizza places, and I like my cheese.
So, yeah, you guys going out to a jazz club tonight?
Jazz blows. Yeah, I'm more into, like, classic rock, you know, Aerosmith, Van Halen. I'm kind of on an Eddie Money kick right now.
I love Eddie Money.
Anyway, we're actually hitting up the Regans. They've got a wing-eating contest tonight. Somebody broke my record, so gotta win my belt back. Speaking of which, I'm gonna hit the restroom. I gotta change into my eating clothes.
I have eating clothes.
What's going on?
What are you talking about?
Did James remind you of anybody?
I don't know. Kirby Puckett?
Let me give you a few clues, okay? He's a driver who likes his cheese, hates jazz, and is a former wing-eating champion. You went out and got yourself a black dog!
What?
Look, I had no problem when you were out there trying to take care of your black needs, but this guy isn't giving you anything that I can't give you.
Oh. I see. So if me and James are out drinking Cristal and breakdancing, you'd be okay with that?
Absolutely.
You know what? I am so sorry. From now on, I'll run my friends by you to make sure they're black enough.
Hey, come here. Look, I was just trying to have a heart-to-heart. You're the one who made it ugly. Fine. I'll go to the Foxy Brown Film Festival by myself.
Oh, please, we don't want no trouble.
No trouble. Hey, Sue.
I carry no cancellations yet, but I'll call you.
Yeah, listen, you can cut the act. I already talked to Holly.
Oh.
Yeah, the thing is, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and you're right, I can be too demanding, inconsiderate, and rude. The bottom line is, I could be somewhat of a, what's your people's word for bitch?
Around here, we say carry.
That's a good one. Ouch. Anyway, from now on, I will just come in, pick my color, read my people, and keep my yap shut. Oh, and here, I got you a bunch of rattles and crap for your new bundle of joy.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. So I'm back in?
No.
What do you mean, no? I just apologized. I brought you a beautiful gift for the baby.
Yeah, about me being pregnant.
You made up a baby?
Very difficult.
Oh, okay, so you know what? That's fine. There are 10 other nail salons on this block alone. Salons that would be happy to have me, okay? So sayonara to you and your fake baby.
Me, Ulima Nunje Enita, Carrie Heffernan.
Hi. Do you have someone available? I just need a manicure.
Name?
Carrie Heffernan.
No, we can't take you.
What?
Can't take you.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
Signed up for the contest.
What?
Pretty sure it's open to anybody. I didn't see any signs that said no white dogs allowed.
All right, gentlemen, to your wings. You'll have 12 minutes to eat as many wings as you can. And per Competitive Eating Association rules, throw up, you're thrown out. On your mark. Get set.
To James and you, me, we'll get out of here.
What?
I won. I beat him. You're back with me now.
I'm not going with you.
What are you talking about?
Wait, you think I pick my friends by who eats the most chicken wings? That's silly.
I don't know how you pick your friends, but all I'm saying is I just ate 200 chicken wings for you. Yeah, let me tell you something. I don't think you would do that for me, and I gotta tell you, that hurts. You
know? Come on, Doug, man, come on. I don't understand why you're getting all crazy here.
Because we're supposed to be best friends, that's why.
We are. Well, that doesn't change. You just gotta learn how to chill out a little. I like your belt.
Actually, it's a replica. They keep the real one in Cleveland. You going out with James now? Because I was thinking about, I don't know, grabbing some dessert.
Dessert? He's ate 10 pounds of chicken wings.
Yeah. Need a little something sweet.